yes.
Thank you. This being the first time that I'm taking the floor, I'd like to congratulate the President Designate for the excellent job he's been doing, and I'd like to thank you as coordinator of this panel and the panelists for their insightful presentations and the questions they have raised. I'd like to also take this opportunity to wish us all every success in this meeting. Cuba feels that it is deplorable that every year countless civilians die or are maimed by ERWs. For the communities affected, the presence of these weapons pose a permanent threat. They cause mutilation and death and injury even long after the end of the armed conflict. These weapons also hamper the reconstruction efforts and the economic prospects of the countries affected. It is essential to rebuild houses, hospitals and schools, and yet that is made impossible unless the explosives have been removed beforehand. Also, very often, even when the explosives have been removed, the spectre of war remains. In response to one of the questions that was raised, it is well known that in most cases, the communities and countries affected lack the wherewithal to tackle these problems. Therefore, it is absolutely essential, and we feel this is probably the most significant challenge, to promote international cooperation and assistance in this field. Cuba is of the view that cooperation needs to be focused on the needs of the beneficiary state and needs to be provided with no strings attached so as to ensure equal access for all states affected to such cooperation. It is also important to strengthen the technical capacity of countries affected and provide them with the human, financial and technical resources to ensure removal and clearance of ERWs. It is also necessary to develop comprehensive victim assistance programs, bearing in mind their needs, both psychological needs and social reinsertion needs. We believe that is the main challenge that we are facing, over and beyond the need to put an end to the scourge of war itself, because there's little point in giving assistance after having invaded a country and contaminated all of its territory with this kind of explosive. Coordinator, Cuba is fully committed to full compliance and implementation of all the provisions of Protocol 5. Testimony of this is the rigor with which Cuba submits its national report every year, explaining in a detailed way how we are implementing each and every one of this protocol, each and every article of this protocol. Cuba's staff is very highly trained for working effectively in this field, and we understand that both in times of peace and in times of war, our munitions and weapons should never turn into this kind of waste or remnants. In our report this year, we pointed out that Cuba has never used nor abandoned explosive ordnance which could turn into ERW. We have also provided information about our awareness raising initiatives and risk awareness measures, which are crucial in the context of ERWs. These activities are carried out both by the armed forces and among the civilian population.